yourself go. As everybody cries, everybody hurts sometimes. Sometimes everything is wrong.
Hey guys, welcome to the post-Thanksgiving edition of the JetNation.com podcast. I'm Courtney Averillo.
I'm Phil Sullivan.
How are you doing today, Phil? Are you still a fan?
I'm still a fan.
You crying?
I'm crying, hurting, just wondering why Jet fans have to hurt all the time.
Well, you know, it's been an up and down season, mostly down. And like I said, I think we just need to play it out. But I don't know. I don't even feel like rehashing on that game. Everyone's like, oh, did you watch that game? I'm like, yeah, I was there. It was rough.
It is. Today we'll look at a couple things. We'll look at the game. We're going to fight about Courtney's undying love for Mark Sanchez. And then we're going to look ahead to the Cardinals game. And then at the end, what we're going to do is we're going to punch each other repeatedly to make the game, to make the pain of the season go away. It's a new thing I want to try.
We're going to sit here and punch each other?
Yeah, just till we forget about the pain and the hurt of being a Jet fan.
We're going to fight it out to the end?
Yeah, I don't punch real hard.
Well, I'm probably going to give you more reasons to want to punch me because I'm still standing up for our quarterback.
Let's start with the game, the massacre.
49-14.
49-19.
19?
You can't...
Same difference?
Don't screw the Jets out of points. They need everyone they could get. You want to start?
Yeah, all right. Let's do a quick rundown. Offense sucked. Defense sucked. Special teams sucked. Let's break it down a little bit further. The offense. They basically caused the points for the Patriots. And, Tom Brady didn't throw so well himself, I have to say. I mean,
he did miss open receivers, as crazy as that is, deep down the field.
But, more completions than normal. Not like it really mattered, though. For the defense, just looking at our defense just on that game, I think we need to be more physical. I mean, the Patriots, their defense hit us hard, which is why we had all the pop balls. You know, like, no one was holding on to the ball. We just need, we have a decent defense, I know that. We just need to be more physical.
They, you know, the safeties they have this year are more physical, but like the linebackers, they're slow. So you're going to have to get faster to get more physical because like Bart Scott and Eric Smith give up that 90-yard touchdown. Mm-hmm. Like you got to lay a hand on somebody to be physical and they're not even close.
Well, maybe we can address that in the draft. Just get a younger defense.
Do-over?
Mm-hmm. Do-over. Major do-over.
Yeah.
Revamp. And of course, you know, special teams, Mike Westhoff is done.
You know, Dennis wrote an article about has Mike Westhoff retired already?
Mm-hmm.
He wrote that a couple weeks ago. It's a great premise because this is not the Jets. This is not how they play special teams. Joe McKnight fumbled the ball, touchdown.
I was so surprised when I saw that. That was like the end of it for me.
35 second quarter points by the Patriots. I think that was the second highest point total ever scored in a quarter.
Yeah.
35 points. That takes us like half a season to score 35 points. They did it in the second quarter.
on our home turf.
You know, if I'm going to recap the game, I could phrase it in a couple sentences. Basically, we're still waiting for a Jets wide receiver to get open. Bill Belichick got his 200th win, and Sanchez had a butt fumble. I mean, what more do you need to know about the game than that?
That was rough. It beats the flinch. It beats the flinch from last year. The flinch was kind of like, you know, he knew too.
Let's, we could talk about the game, but when you lose that much, like, does it even matter? Let's go over to Sanchez.
Which Dennis also wrote an article about why he won't be benched.
Yeah.
I suggest everyone read that one.
Well, he's got such a big guarantee.
Well, I know.
Outside of the undying love for him by the organization, he's got a huge guarantee, so money's going to talk. Do you still support him?
I do. I have to agree with Rex about, you know, Rex wanted him, and, like, you know, everyone's starting to forget that, and, of course, everyone thinks Rex coddles Mark, and blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, he's... Maybe that's just a way of showing support. I mean, he is a better... He's better than Tebow. He is. As far as winning games, right now, with what we have, you have to use what you have. That he's our best... He's our best...
Well, your best bet.
Best bet, thank you.
Yeah, sometimes the best bet's not good enough.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, you know, one thing off of Sanchez for a second. So Tebow is hurt, the two fractured ribs. Why McElroy wasn't active for that game? That's a perfect chance to just put McElroy in for the second half, for the fourth quarter at least.
Yeah.
Let him get some snaps. You know, like...
That I do agree with.
Sanchez is not getting better in the fourth quarter of that game.
Well, he is beat down. Not... Just saying, he was beat down. Like, that's, I'm sure that's tough for a lot of people to overcome.
You're talking about in the parking lot when he walked to his car?
Yeah, or, yeah.
No, here's what it comes down to. And this is my biggest problem with Rex. I like Rex. I think he should be back. It comes down to accountability. Like, they need to start making people accountable, like everybody in the organization.
Well, that just shows, too, that Rex doesn't have faith in Tim. I don't think he wanted him.
So then that's all better. Then make Sanchez accountable. Bench him for a game. You don't score a point. You know, some of these games where they've laid eggs, you don't score a point. Bench him. Make him accountable. If Tebow stinks, he will lay an egg. Why are we under the premise that Sanchez can never be benched and then he's just done? Because he gets coddled and he's not accountable. Bench him for a game. If Tebow lays an egg, bring Sanchez back.
Wasn't it like this time last year, too, we like sat him out and then he was just like pissed off?
Yeah, because he's been coddled.
He played better all of a sudden?
They sat him out. Oh, he's the one in practice. They held snaps back from him.
No, didn't he get sit out for a game? Maybe.
Never been, other than being hurt like his first year, like he's never missed. He's played. He's proven to be a tough kid.
Yeah.
But I think you need to send a message. I think the organization needs to send the message that everybody's accountable. Like, everybody on the team, everybody...
Well, that's my argument, too. It's not just the quarterback. Yes, it starts from the quarterback. It's not just... I mean, we're just not a good team this year. Granted, like, we had injuries, and now I heard this whole thing like, whoa, if we had Revis, we'd be winning games. No, not necessarily, because I don't think it's our defense that's causing us to lose as much. It's definitely our offense.
But here's what they need to see from Sanchez. They need him to stop making the same mistakes over and over.
Mm-hmm.
He's not stopping. He's fumbling. He's like leads the world in all-time red zone interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
These things hurt your chances of winning. Do they have the best receiving corps? No. You know, Stephen Hill's got big drops this year. The only receiver they have right now is really Curly.
Yeah.
So they need help there, but that's another issue. They'll address that in the offseason. The issue is Sanchez is making the same mistakes. Hold him accountable, stop coddling him, and then let things play out. I don't think Tebow's the answer. Like, you're not going to win a Super Bowl with him. But, you know, let's stop babying Sanchez. That's what I say.
No, I do agree. But he's definitely going to be back next year. As far as, like, changes, at least right now, that I think we need.
Yeah, if you could make one, you have a magic wand, you can make one change to this team. Or let's just say you have one player you don't want to see anymore. Who would it be?
It's not a matter of me wanting, it's what I think is going to happen. Bart Scott.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to be... I mean, he had, like, I think he had, like, two good plays on Thursday.
Hit a nice hit, but he's slow.
But he was really... Yeah, he's slow. And then Rex was praising him during the press conference. But what are you going to do? You can sit there and bash your players in front of people? Like, come on. Like, this is getting so old. Like, oh, look at the... Like, listen to the way he speaks. Rex thinks he's going to be back next year. Like, yeah, you have to stay... My word of the freaking podcast: stay positive. Like, what are you gonna do? Like, they're hurt, they're beat up. You can't show it. You know, you can't show it. You have to stay strong.
Yeah, but you want to see more fight, and they just haven't shown that. Rex keeps saying that what you're gonna see is this. What you're gonna see is this. They need to stop telling us what we're gonna see and just showing it to us. And you know, last year they're 8-8. This year they're 4-7. They haven't shown it to us.
Well, I still say, for next year, we keep Rex, we keep Mark, and we lose Sperano. And I have to say, and I tweeted this, for the second time in my life, I agreed with what Mike Francesca had to say.
Okay.
And he basically said what I just said. Like, give...
So you copied it from him.
No, I didn't. I agreed. I totally agreed. I was happy to hear someone.
No, thought.
No. Yeah, I did.
Just at a different
time. How many
time?
Other people are supporting Mark still out there? Exactly. Especially like on public radio.
Well,
But he's like, listen, I know it's his fourth year. What is it? It's fifth year next year, right?
Mark's,
yeah.
Yep.
With Rex. I think the two of them still make a great pair, you know, like Belichick and...
They're like, you know, that could be the marketing slogan. Rex and Mark are like Belichick and Brady without all that unnecessary winning. Maybe that could be it. You think we'll launch that one?
Yeah, sure. Let's go for it.
Without all the glamour and Disney trips.
Oh my.
Who needs all that? We're a great pair because we say so.
No, I'm being serious. I think it can still work. We just need to change up the team, like change the weapons. Let me say something. Look at this. I know you just said that Mark is making the same mistakes, but this is the worst ever, and we have Sperano.
Well, the guy who's gonna get fired, who has to get fired, is the quarterback coach, Kavanaugh. You brought him back.
I said that earlier too in the year.
You had that thought too?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. I did. Okay, you go back and listen to these podcasts hear that I do have some smart ideas.
No, you have to change his quarterback coach because he's making fundamental mistakes. So mm-hmm. that's a given. I don't think Sperano's gonna get fired. I don't think Rex is gonna get fired. I think they're gonna put it on Tannenbaum and it's gonna be a talent issue. But again, I'll just the last thing I'll say on it is accountability. Again, hold him accountable for his mistakes. Otherwise, he's got a free pass. I feel like he's got a free pass.
He
now.
Holds himself accountable. You're talking about Mark.
Mark, yeah.
He does. He knows he screwed up. It's like, now fix it and show everyone.
Show
like,
him.
Show.
And then give him a scare that, hey, you got this guaranteed. He's got a guaranteed 8 point something next year with a workout bonus that brings it to like $9 million or so, roughly. And basically, that's guaranteed. But show him, hey, that's the last guaranteed money you have in the NFL. Now go earn it.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
No, I do. I agree with that. And anybody else on the team? Is anyone else playing on the Jets besides Mark?
Well, you want to look ahead to the Cardinals game?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's put this all behind us. And
I don't really want to look ahead to the Cardinals game, though.
You know, a lot of people are... I do, because I didn't give up. Let's talk about the Cardinals game.
Well,
we really don't have a choice anyway. We are a Jets show.
No, the Cardinals are 1-4 on the road this year. It's a 1 o'clock game on the East Coast. They're flying from the West Coast. West Coast teams are terrible in that spot. Like, this couldn't be set up better for the Jets. They have quarterback problems. Their quarterback threw 2 touchdowns last week to the other team.
Yes, sure.
It's just set up like this is a game. If they lose this game,
is it like it's probably worse than losing to the Dolphins?
The Dolphins are like the Dolphins game is much harder. The Dolphins
it
have
is.
A talented defensive line,
it
and
is.
If they lose this game, they're staring at 5-11. You know, like Rex is saying they've got to win out and go 9-7. I haven't seen enough to think that's possible, but I tell you, if they lose. I think something like 5-11 is very possible.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. The Cardinals are just reeling right now. They're 24th passing, 30th rushing. On the defense, they're 24th. Actually, I think that's the biggest thing. They're the 24th ranked defensive rushing team, so the Jets have to run the ball.
Well, with these statistics, I mean, I don't think anyone's going to take this game. I mean, any fans are going to take this game seriously. They don't. I mean, I'm sure everyone thinks it's a joke by now. I mean, a lot of people ruled off the Jets.
Well, they did, but and rightfully so, because they're ruled out of contention, essentially. But, you still got to win it. You beat who they put in front of you. I think that's the goal for right now. You have to beat teams like the Cardinals, beat teams like the Jaguars, to prove that you're not in the bottom. You'd rather be in the middle than the bottom.
Uh-huh.
They're clearly not in the top. So Kevin Cobb's hurt. Looks like he's not going to play. Rookie Ryan Lindley will make his second start. And like I said last week, he threw 4 interceptions. 2 were returned for touchdowns. I don't think he could have, they said just what the doctor ordered.
With
I don't think he could ask for anything better.
And our defense.
Yeah, we need to run the ball. Mm-hmm. And, Sanchez needs to not make stupid mistakes. And then they win.
Yeah.
So.
Sounds easy. But Chaz Chillins had a concussion at the end of the game, along with Clyde Gates.
Yeah, I saw that. So more receiver More receiver problems could be a big time for Jordan White, who was active last week. We liked him in camp.
Yeah. I really think they should have made him active sooner. You know, I think we should play him more. Like, here's the thing. Like, when do you draw the line, like, between giving, like, rookies, you know, chances to play or just trying to win? At least when did the Jets make that decision?
You know, like not to
what are these
off.
Next 5 games going to be, practices?
I think you have to find out what some other guys are about. Then that's go back to the quarterback thing. Like, I'm not one of these guys that said Greg McElroy is going to be starting next year.
Mm-hmm.
But let's find out if he could be the number two or the number three. You know what I mean?
Two.
Like, let's find out if you do something with Tebow, can McElroy be a backup? Let's find out if Jordan White's a receiver. You know, and it could be as simple as him being the fourth or fifth receiver on the team.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still areas of weakness. Demario Davis, you know, can he take over full-time for Bart Scott? Let's just find out now.
Yeah.
Coples. I think Coples...
I haven't heard him much lately this year.
He played 20-something snaps. He played... I forget the exact amount. He didn't play a ton. You know what? Unless there's work ethic problems with him, which I haven't heard, just put him on the field and let's find out. Like, that's really what the rest of the year is going to be about.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. Well, I agree. I mean, it's what it should be. Shout-out time.
Shout-out.
And I have another call out, since I'm a disgruntled fan of the fans, actually. I don't know. If I were a Jets player, I'd hate my fans because there's no support. I hate when I'm on the field. When I'm on the field. Maybe I should be on the field.
When I'm on the field.
You know, when I'm trying to catch those passes. I'm sitting there in the stadium and I can't stand hearing chants for Tebow or just getting even boos, like, especially like in a home game. Like, what does that say to the...
Did you see the video of the players walking off the field through the coaches club? It's in the Jet Nation forums. It is brutal. It's 45 seconds. It's a YouTube video.
Okay.
And these guys screamed. I was like, I couldn't scream this much hate out in 45 seconds if you paid me $100,000. It was bad.
Okay, well, I need to look at that. Because I'm slacking in that department. But that explains why after the game, I noticed that some more players took to Twitter and just really didn't lash out, but a little more than what they normally would, and just start defending people. Like their own.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to, though. I'm like, I don't know. That just makes me mad. And some people are like, oh, did you watch the game? I'm like, yeah, I stayed through the whole game. Unlike some people that left the halftime or turned it off at halftime, because I know some people that did that, Dad. I'm not going to elaborate on Fireman Ed. He's not a player. He's a D-list celebrity. I don't know. He's not like a true celebrity. I'm not trying to bash him. He's a great guy. He's an awesome fan. But who cares? Like...
Well, let me jump in because you took my shout out.
I took your shout out, sorry.
Thanks, because I was shouting out Fireman Ed and I was going to defend him.
Defend him. I'm not against him. I just...
No, but I think that the things you said...
It's the media. I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at the media blow up.
I think the things you said almost contradict themselves because... So the fans are negative. The fans are rough. These are true things.
Yeah.
I say, you know what? It is what it is. If you want to get rid of that, go win football games. You know, winning cures that. Go 11-5, you're not going to have a problem. So the Jets have a good fan base. It's been 40-something years, so they're pissed off.
Do the Dolphins fans do this to the Dolphins?
They don't show up.
They
don't
they
show
don't
up.
Go to games.
No, that's what I'm saying. You can't have it both ways.
Their tailgates suck, probably.
They can't have it both ways. So Jet fans show up, and they're loud. It's not right. I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah.
But if you want to get rid of it, win. Like, put the focus on not having a circus and not having Tim Tebow to sell jerseys. Put the focus on winning. The Giants don't have these problems. But my shout-out is to Fireman Ed because I was really, really bummed out this week with what he said. You know, he's getting blasted a little bit. I disagree with the people that are blasting him. I've seen him be so selfless with time.
Well, we had a podcast with him. He's a really awesome, dedicated, supportive fan, which is... Cool, but
more than that, like when he walks into the stadium, like he stops for everybody. Any kid takes off the hat, they wear it. Like I've seen him, I've just watched him, you know, get taken half an hour out of his way just to stop and talk to people and never complain about it.
Yeah.
And I think what happened to him is related to what you're saying with the fans that you're calling out. people give him crap sometimes in the stadium, but essentially, and as much as, you know, as much as I say Sanchez frustrates me, people are blasting him for supporting the starting quarterback of the team. When that's a little ridiculous. Like,
no, that is ridiculous when he changed his jersey.
Yeah, like he's, you know, he's getting blasted for that. You know, he feels there's an air of negativity with this. I think it's more online. You know, I see it a lot. I think it's people say what they want online. I know Ed gets crap. He's a big dude. Like, I don't think people are coming up to him too much.
Yeah.
And giving him a super hard time to his face because he'll just crush you. And maybe that's the point. He said he doesn't want to get into a confrontation. I'm not.
Is that why you were, like, hardcore defending him?
I'm in the fetal position right now.
He just said you can crush anyone, like, twice, okay? I'm waiting for the third time. I think you're scared.
No. I'm in the fetal position. I'm crying. No, he's...
I'm not blasting him. I just, maybe it is the media hype over it. I think it's a little blown out of proportion because people are sick of talking about the Jets and their losses.
Well, you know, Jane McManus and Chris Jenkins. Chris Jenkins was taking shots at you know, he's had this thing with, you know, he's saying, oh, he's a Dolphins fan. The guy was a Dolphin fan when he was like 8 years old or something. Like, give me a break.
Yeah.
He, and Jane McManus, like, you know, wrote an article saying that, he, you know, he was a Dolph, you know, basically repeating the Chris Jenkins stuff.
Yeah.
I just thought it was Bush League. Samini tweeted today, his Fireman Ed loss, you know, it's going to be felt. And he used hashtag sarcasm.
Is he going to the game?
He says he's going to go and just sit somewhere else.
It's going to be like, where's Waldo?
I tell you what, it's going to suck. The year he got hurt, when they wanted to do the chant, they put the spotlight on random people. They put them on the screen to do the chant. It's ridiculous.
It's going to be like a couple games ago when no one's saying the national anthem and, like, the fans just had to do it themselves.
Yeah.
It's going to... We have to, like, do our own chant. I mean, it's nice that they have the letters, like, on the big screen so like, we know what to do. But, you know, who's going to silence everyone when the offense is at work?
Well, yeah, they don't necessarily do a good
who's
job
gonna,
of that.
Who's going to cheer?
How would we know when the offense is at work? Is there proof?
Oh! Maybe I'll do something.
Well, let's close with this.
I'm going to shoot up a flare. Then I'll be on the Jumbotron.
Let's you're going to what to get on the Jumbotron?
Shoot off a flare.
Oh, okay.
And then get escorted by the cops out of the stadium because I brought a flare with me.
Let's close with
not
this.
Not an umbrella.
Fire and Ed, you will be missed.
Yeah, he's not dead.
He will be missed. And Courtney will be doing another video on the parking lot. So anybody who thinks they could be Fireman Ed's replacement, you have your shot. You know, we'll do a couple Jets chants, show what you got. We'll put it on YouTube.
Maybe we can have a like a thing on JetNation.com where it's like vote for the best. You know,
give us what you got. You know, it'll
if
never...
we can get that going and generating, you might win a little prize, right? Come on, get that together.
I'm not giving away a prize.
We'll figure something out.
Well, they have to beat the Cardinals.
Yes.
Salvage something out of this season.
Mm-hmm.
And if they lose to the Cardinals, it's like, wow.
I don't know how to talk on the next podcast if they lose this game.
Oh, it'll be fun.
I'm bringing my friend with me. It's going to be fun. She's awesome. I'm teaching her football, so.
It's an imaginary friend. You're teaching her football?
Yeah, shut up.
Wow.
Oh, slam.
Good luck to her.
Well, it's either me or the Jets.
Yeah, I'd teach her to, well, anyway.
No, well, I'm still looking forward to the next game, as always, the tailgates, and I guess that wraps it up for this episode.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you again. Thank you for being a good Jets supporter and, you know, keeping up the team spirit.
Go team.
And make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at JetNation.com. Also visit the forums. And signing off, I'm Courtney Arullo.
This is Phil Sullivan.
See you at the next game.
Don't let yourself go. Cause everybody cries. Everybody hurts. Sometimes everything is wrong.